This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The opening minutes of the Trump impeachment trial filled radios and TV screens with some of the worst curse words in the English language. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House impeachment managers were trying to make a point about the passion and violence of the January 6th incursion, airing a video that included chants of blank the blue, apparently directed at police, and other variations of that powerful curse word. The TV networks faced a dilemma. Since those words are banned, they can be fined for airing them. And it was daytime when children could potentially be watching. Apparently, some had gotten advance warning. One network ran a banner on screen warning of rough language. Another checked with its lawyers. A retired network executive, Bill Wheatley, says it's a tough judgment call. It would have been distracting if news managers tried to bleep out the profanities. And it might have been a disservice to water down what had actually taken place. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And AP correspondent Sagar Magani tells us that former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will continue this Wednesday after a divided Senate voted that the Constitution does allow it to try a former president.
Trump's lawyers argued the Senate has no jurisdiction now that he's out of office. But after nearly 4 hours of presentations, six Republicans joined Democrats in voting the trial is constitutional. There was an emotional appeal from House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin, who tearfully described his kids being in the Capitol during a riot he says Trump incited. Future presidents have to know they can't get away with it.
This cannot be the future of America.
Trump lawyer David Schoen took on a partisan tone, accusing Democrats of being less concerned with the Constitution and more with getting rid of Trump and his backers.
Seeking to eliminate Donald Trump from the American political scene.
And this is VOA News. Police have cracked down on demonstrators opposing Myanmar's military coup, firing warning shots and shooting water cannon yet again to disperse crowds that took to the streets in defiance of bans. The UN office in Myanmar expressed a concern about the use of force and reported injuries. Water cannon were used in Mandalay and in the capital, and arrests were reported. The protesters are demanding that power be restored to the deposed civilian government and that its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and others in detention be freed. Amid international condemnation of the coup, New Zealand suspended all military and high-level political contact with Myanmar. Its foreign minister and New Zealand did not recognize the junta as Myanmar's legitimate government. A team of international and Chinese scientists looking for the origins of COVID-19 says the coronavirus most likely appeared in humans after jumping from an animal. The World Health Organization team's leader said an alternate theory that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab was now considered too improbable to be suggested for future study. Food safety and animal disease expert Peter Benenberg said that the WHO team's visit to Wuhan, China, did not dramatically change the current understanding of the early days of the pandemic, but it did offer more details. The experts considered several theories for how the virus began infecting humans and grew to a pandemic that killed more than 2.3 million people. A leading Senate Democrat asked President Joe Biden to reverse his rejection of the Keystone XL pipeline. AP correspondent Mike Rossio with those details.
Senator Joe Manchin, the new chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, is urging President Joe Biden to reconsider his executive order revoking a presidential permit for the on-again, off-again Keystone XL oil pipeline. In siding with Republicans, the West Virginia Democrat said in a letter to Biden, Keystone XL and other pipelines continue to be the safest mode to transport oil and natural gas resources, and they support thousands of high-paying American union jobs. Manchin is also questioning Biden's action to have the U.S. rejoin the global Paris Climate Agreement. Biden rejoined the Paris Agreement on his first day in office. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Brian A. Gallagher, who has led United Way Worldwide, the world's largest privately funded nonprofit since 2009, abruptly announced his resignation Tuesday amid allegations of sexual harassment and discrimination at the charity. Gallagher's resignation goes into effect March 1st. The group's board of directors plans to announce an interim CEO before he leaves in November, following complaints filed by three former female employees with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Fire button.